Good morning. Snow will gradually wind down this morning across interior New York and New England, first in New York State and gradually through New England during the early part of the afternoon. Additional accumulations will be in the order of about 1 to 2 inches across the I-90 corridor and in valley locations to as much as 3 or 4 more inches, especially in the higher terrain in easternmost New York and New England. As we get through the day today and the trough of low pressure responsible for the snow continues to lift on out, we'll have a drying trend and we could even see some sunshine by later in the afternoon, especially in the Mohawk Valley and off into the Adirondacks. In locations that do see the sunshine, high temperatures will make it up to just about 40 degrees. We'll have a northwesterly breeze kick in as well, at times over 10, maybe even 15 miles per hour. High pressure will build in tonight and we'll have gradually clearing skies, and it'll be seasonably cold overnight with lows back into the lower and middle 20s. Tomorrow, a beautiful start to the weekend. With high pressure overhead, we'll have lots of sunshine, milder temperatures in the mid-40s, and as that high gives way off the eastern seaboard, sunshine on Sunday will give way to increasing clouds, although this will also pull in milder air with highs on Sunday approaching 50 degrees. A frontal system will head our way on Monday, and as a result, we'll have more clouds and the chance for showers with highs in the mid-40s, and then a wave of low pressure along that front on Tuesday will move up from the Tennessee Valley, and right now it looks like there's a pretty good chance of rain during the day. Highs on Tuesday will again be in the middle 40s. Cooler air flowing in behind this system on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s and a chance of a rain or snow shower on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with highs around 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings continue for eastern New England as that coastal storm tracks slowly away. 2 to 4 more inches of snow are possible this morning with strong gusty winds in most places. And winter storm watches and blizzard warnings are out for the high plains of Colorado, Nebraska, and Wyoming for tonight and tomorrow. 4 to as much as 10 inches of snow is likely, along with winds at times gusting to 45 miles per hour, causing considerable blowing snow and visibilities of a quarter mile or lower. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Niigata Airport in Japan at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday, February 24th. The last report of hail was at Novoi, Uzbekistan at 12 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, we have light snow and fog and blowing snow, 16 degrees, with a northeast wind at 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and fog, 29 degrees, the dew point 27. The relative humidity 92%, the wind out of the north at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 30.11 inches, and currently it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Dalhart, Texas, to a low of 17 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, windy with rain and snow near 40. Boston, windy with snow, another 1 to 2 inches with highs in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs around 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 30. The average temperature, 34. That's 2 degrees above normal. 3.1 inches of snow in Albany yesterday up until midnight, bringing the monthly total now to 4.3 inches, which is 1.2 inches above normal, and 35.0 for the season, which is 14.6 inches of snow below normal. There were 31 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 227, and for the season 4,765. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees. The average low, 23. The record high, 68, set in 2012. And the record low, 2 below zero, in 1989. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:54 p.m. 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow, closer to Glens Falls this morning with less and just some flakes toward the Canadian border. Breaks of sunshine everywhere this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows near 20, teens though, across the mountains. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy and breezy with snow this morning, tapering off by afternoon. An additional 1 to 3 inches of snow possible, especially in New England, with highs near 40. Gradual clearing tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with light snow this morning and breaks of sun this afternoon. An additional 1 to 3 inches of snow possible, especially in the Catskills, with highs around 40. Gradual clearing tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with light snow this morning and breaks of sun this afternoon. An additional 1 to 3 inches of snow possible with highs around 40. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy and breezy with light snow this morning and breaks of sun this afternoon. An additional inch or two of snow possible this morning with highs around 40. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, beautiful sunshine, milder mid-40s. Sunshine on Sunday morning, giving way to afternoon clouds, still near 50. Mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers Monday, mid-40s. A good chance of rain on Tuesday, lower to mid-40s. Lower 40s on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, and a chance of rain and snow showers on Thursday with highs right around 40 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.